Brother Joseph, in Israel today there is a lot of turmoil and trouble, and they talk about future wars, and there is a lot of violence. How do you see the situation there? What's your opinion?
Well, praise the Lord. It's bad. Situation is very bad. See, there are prophecies about Israel and the end time, which the whole end time, it's already started already. It's going to be all about Israel and the possessions of Israel and Jerusalem. It's already started already since the declaration of the in June 48, the declaration of Israel independence. Since then, there has been it's been getting worse and worse and worse, right? So, like there are prophecies. Look, for example, look to 21:20. It's a sign of the time, the situation that you see around Israel and Jerusalem today. Look 21 verse 20 says, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." And in Zechariah 12:3, it talks about the day of the Lord. Zechariah 12 and 14. In verse 3, Zechariah 12, 3 says, "And in that day, the day of the Lord, Armageddon, I will make Jerusalem a burden stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut to pieces, though all people of the earth be gathered together against it."
You're saying this is a sign of the times that the nations are gathered together against it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it says in Zechariah that all the nation will be cut to pieces. This can only happen in Armageddon, because it's not in the rapture, it's not now, all right? Because the prophecy, they take us all the way through the tribulation, to the rapture. After the rapture, there is the wrath of God, Revelation chapter 15 and 16, until 19, it's all ra the wrath of God, that is after the rapture.
That's why I'm asking, why do you say it's a sign of the times if this will happen in Armageddon?
No, it's a sign of the time, what's happening today, that Israel is totally surrounded. Look, I have a map here, I can show you. See here, this is Israel here.
Yes.
Okay, and the green around, it's all the Muslim countries. See, it goes all the way from Pakistan, all the way down here to Somalia, and then Morocco, Algeria, Turkey. See, it's like
Yeah, Israel is right in the center.
It touches like two continents. In fact, three, like Southern Europe. You see, Kazakhstan is in Southern Europe, also. So it's like there are three continents, and it's that there are all the nations with no exceptions. See, there is all green. There are some, I don't know, some 15, 20 nations here. They are all surrounding Israel, and they're all against Israel. And the prophecy said that Jesus, Luke 21:20, like I read before, "And when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know that desolation thereof is nigh." Understand?
Yes,
Like
I understand.
Ezekiel 38:39 talks about Israel being invaded by the Antichrist armies, Russia, Europe, and Muslim. The Muslim already surrounding Israel. So it's a sign of the time is getting fulfilled. Did you understand?
Politically, why are all these Muslim countries against Israel? What's the reason?
Well, because they are Muslim, and for them Jerusalem is the third most holy city. All right. So they have Mecca number one, and then they have Medina, and then they have Jerusalem. That's where Muhammad was ascended to the seven heaven, etc. The Bible says there are only three. And from the stone where Abraham offered Isaac, he was supposedly ascended, etc.
One thing I wanted to ask you, since we're talking about Israel, is seeing all these Muslim countries surrounding it, there are so many they could conquer it in a second. But because Israel is backed up by America, they don't dare to do anything, right?
Well, not so much because of backing up by America, but because it's backed up by God, you
You
know.
think so?
Yeah, of course.
Because I wanted to ask you, how come for so many years now America has been supporting Israel? What's the reason why they're so much into it?
Well, America, they do it because there is a very strong Jewish community that the Senate, okay, in America, the Parliament is like the Congress, right? It's
It's made up out of Jews?
no, it's controlled by the Jews because of the media and the banks. And in America, the people who get elected, they are mostly they have to be pro-Jews, otherwise they don't get elected. The media will cut them to pieces. Understand?
But you think it's God who is making America back up Israel? You're saying it's God.
Yes, I think so. Otherwise, Israel wouldn't survive. See, but that doesn't mean that America is in God's will. See, God used like Persia to have the to allow to authorize to finance the Jews in the days of Nehemiah and Ezra. They even gave them money and everything to go back to Israel and start the temple. That doesn't mean that Persia was necessarily eventually got destroyed by Greece and everything. You know, Persia was not a necessarily a godly country. So God will use like a bad nation to do his will, you know, just like he used Egypt to shelter and to purge the Jews so they could be purified after 430 years of slavery and eventually go to the promised land. Most of them didn't make it because they were so rebellious. They really needed the purging of Egypt. Most of them, about 20 years, they died in the desert. So God will use nations like Egypt or today like America, Antichrist, okay? America used to be Christian at the beginning. Now is completely Antichrist. But God will use it. It's like God puts an evil against another evil, okay? Just like He uses like Medo-Persia against Babylon in the Old Testament, not because Medo-Persia was better, but because Babylon was worse. Okay.
And like from a Christian perspective, why is God interested in protecting Israel, since Israel rebelled against God and crucified the Lord, and they are not really acting like God's children today? Why is God protecting them?
Well, you see, in Revelation 11, Jerusalem, it talks about Jerusalem like the two prophets are laying in the street, it's called in the spirit Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified, that Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem. In the spirit, it's called Sodom and Egypt. So today, Israel is not God's holy land, contrary to how people call it. It's Sodom and Egypt because they crucified Jesus, they keep rejecting Jesus, and they're not Christians, and they're going back to they want to build a temple, go back to the Old Testament, even though the temple is us, and they want to go back to the animal sacrifice, even though the sacrifice was the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's a waste of time, really. But nevertheless, God has patience with these guys because he's waiting until they convert. And we see in the book of Zechariah, see, that they're going to get converted. You see, they're going to repent, and they're going to turn to Jesus. Understand?
So, in other words, God is protecting Israel because he wants to give them a chance to be converted.
Yes, God will convert Israel. I want to read a prophecy to you here. See, in Zechariah, I found it. Zechariah 12. Okay, and it says that in the verse 2, see, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege, both against Judas and against Jerusalem. 3, and I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all the burden themselves, they shall be cut to pieces. All right. Though all the people of the earth be gathered against it. So that, in fact, the whole world is going to invade Israel. It's going to be the Muslims, it's going to be Russia, and it's going to be Europe. But that's going to be most probably after Babylon the Whore, America is going to be destroyed, and that finally they can move in. So all the nations. But then immediately it's Armageddon, and God will destroy those nations. And so, verse 4, in that day, said the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes on the house of Judas. Okay, so he will open his eyes to defend Judas, understand?
Yes.
Okay, and then you can study this, a beautiful chapter, Zechariah 12. Okay, and then verse 9, and it shall come to pass in that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. All right, so this is after the rapture, right? This is after the rapture, clearly after the rapture. This is Ezekiel 38 and 39. This is when they invade Israel. Verse 10, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Because you see, when Jesus comes back after the rapture, that's going to give a big shake up to the Jews. Boy, those Jesus Christians were preaching about the rapture. It actually happened. But then when the Antichrist invades Israel, they're going to be defenseless. America is going to be wiped out, Revelation 17 and 18, burned in 1 hour. It's like all the armies of the Antichrist are going to be stationed in northern Israel. Okay, like that's south of Syria, that's near Nazareth. Okay, north of the lake of the Sea of Galilee, that's where the valley of Esdraelon, the valley of Megiddo is, and that's Armageddon. And so God is going to destroy them, but they will conquer Jerusalem. You see. See, I can read it to you in, let me go to to chapter further up. Zechariah 14, the day of the Lord. Okay, this is Armageddon. Okay, behold, the day of the Lord comes, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. So, like the Antichrist is going to raid, take the spoil of Jerusalem. And two, I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle. That's Armageddon. That's after the rapture. Okay? And the city shall be taken, and the house rifled, like they're going to steal everything, and the women ravished. They're going to rape all the Jewish women in Jerusalem. Ooh, there's Muslims. They're going to take revenge, those Palestinians, those jihaders, jihad. Half of the city shall go into captivity, and the residue of the city shall not be cut off from the city. Saying here, yeah, they will not kill everybody. You know, they will have like a resemblance of justice and democracy, blah blah, etc. You know, the Antichrist still have to. He will have some rule of law. You're not going to kill everybody, right? Then, verse 3, so what's the Lord going to do? Then the Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in the day upon the Mount of the Olives, which is before Jerusalem in the east, and the Mount of the Olives shall cleave in the midst. Okay, which is already, by the way, an American geological team discovered that there is a crack in the Mount of Olives. Exactly, it's beginning in the... All right, it's been there for some tens of years now, and it goes exactly from west, from east to west. It goes from the Dead Sea onto the Mediterranean Sea. It's exactly the crack, like it says here, because it says in verse 4, Zechariah 14:4, it says the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst, and there shall be a great valley. Half of the mountain shall be removed to the north, and half of the mountain toward the south. You understand? So it's going to crack half of the mountain to the north, and half of the mountain to the south. And now they found a crack from east to west, from the Dead Sea toward Europe, the Dead Sea toward the Mediterranean. So exactly east to west. And when it crack, the mountain will go half to the north and half to the south. It's just fulfilling prophecy. So what I'm trying to say, back to your question. So God. So here is the key I wanted to. In Zechariah, it says that God is going to pour down a spirit of supplications, okay, to His people, all right, and they shall convert. Here, let me find the scripture again. You see, the scripture is Zechariah 12:10. I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They shall look upon me whom they pierced. So they're going to realize the rapture happened. Now the Antichrist wants to kill us all. And here, they shall look upon me whom they pierced. Like Jesus is going to come and put his feet on the Mount of Olives, and they shall look to him. The mount shall crack, and Jesus from the Mount of Olives is going to command his church, his resurrected saints, his bride, who will follow him upon white horses, okay, riding on the sky, on the clouds. Where does it say that, Mr. Joseph? Just a second. Good question. Thank you for asking. Because this seems so
out of this world.
So Hollywood, right? But this is reality. I give you a scripture. In Revelation 19, verse 11, it says, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that was riding upon it, the eyes of fire, a sword. And his name was the King of Kings. You understand? And he had many crowns. So, basically, why is God defending Israel? Because it's always been in God's plan to save Israel, because his promise in the Old Testament is going to come true. Even though now Israel is pretty antichrist, you cannot preach the gospel, they will curse Christ. Well, but we did the same. Before being saved, we were as antichrist or more than the Jews are today. We were deserving hell as much or more than the Jews do today. So God loves the Jews today as he loved us before we got saved.
Amen.
So there is no Jews or Gentile.
Amen.
Or what.
Yes.
We're all one in Christ Jesus. Understand?
Amen.
So God is going to protect Israel just like protected you and me before we got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's waiting for the day that the ones who are supposed to get saved will get saved.
That's very good. I never thought of that.
You see, specifically, it says here in Zechariah 12, we see the chronology that is going to pour down a spirit of supplication at Armageddon. Yeah, that day, imagine, they know that everything is lost, that the great defender America has been blown up, Babylon the Whore, in fact, the Bible calls it, Revelation 17 and 18, and nobody will stand between the Magog, the European, and the Muslim armies who control the world now that America is gone, like it says in Revelation 13, who can make war against the beast? Nobody. So he sits in the temple of God, he conquers Jerusalem, he sits in the temple of God. I believe it's going to happen toward the end of the tribulation when he sits in the temple of God. Because as long as America is around, I don't think he can do that so much. He will be busy warring against America, okay? And that's why I believe that America is going to be destroyed during the wrath of God. Because see, the wrath of God happens in Revelation chapter 15. It begins by 15, the verse 1 and 2. We are in heaven, having the harps of God, after the church has got the victory on the mark of the beast. That can happen only after the tribulations. And so after the tribulation, the seven vials of the wrath of God that are poured down on the Antichrist, and that is Revelation 15 until 19. The seven vials are being poured down. And the destruction of America, the whore, happens during the seventh vial, which is poured down at the end, it being poured out at the end of Revelation 16, and then that's when America gets destroyed, Babylon the whore, Revelation 17 and 18. So it seems by this chronology.
So the conversion of the Jews will happen after America being destroyed?
Yeah, just let me finish this paragraph. So it seems as like the destruction of America, it happens at the seventh vial of wrath of God, which is after the rapture. How do we know that? Chronology is given, Revelation 15, 1 and 2. Okay, the first vials of wrath is being poured out after the saints get the victory in the mark of the beast. That can only be after the rapture. So it seems like America is destroyed during the wrath of God after the rapture. Just before the Antichrist enters Armageddon and conquers Jerusalem. So your question was what?
That the Jews will actually get converted after America being destroyed?
Yes, that's the chronology.
I guess they will get more desperate afterwards.
That's the chronology that it seems to appear here in Zechariah 12, verse 10. Because like as long as they have America and the flesh of America and the aircraft carriers of America and this and that,
yeah,
they don't need Jesus.
Yeah,
they have
the
God of Moses. But when America is gone in 1 hour, burned, Revelation 17 and 18, when they already saw the rapture, they're already shaking and wondering about their law of Moses. Is this really it? Or maybe Jesus is more than we thought. And when the Antichrist invades Israel and takes over Armageddon, ready to move in and just make kill them. And they, of course, definitely, when Jesus comes down, or on a white horse, stations his horse on the Mount of Olives, gets off the horse, his feet stands on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives cracks, and he's there, you know, the same place that Jesus was there praying the Gethsemane, the same place, it says, Acts chapter 1, Jesus ascended, he ascended from the Mount of Olives, and he says, the angel told the apostles, he will come down, he will come back the same way he left. In other words, you know, they told that in Acts chapter 1, they say, he will come down the same way he left. In fact, he will come down from the sky on a horse, get off the horse, stand on the Mount of Olives, the Mount the walls will crack. The people in Jerusalem say, what's going on? All our girls got raped, okay? And half of the city went in captivity. And now the rest is, we are here at the mercy of the Antichrist. And here, the Son of Man is back. So then Jesus is real. And so that's why it says in Zechariah 12, 12:10, it says that they will look upon me whom they have pierced, crucifixion, what a prophecy, and they shall mourn for him. You know, even in Revelation 1:7 and Matthew 24, it talks about mourning, people mourning, complaining, because they say, what's going on here? Charles Darwin, in his evolution treaty, didn't teach us about Jesus Christ being the creator of the world. That means God really exists. They will mourn that they were wrong and the Bible was right. So the Jews are going to mourn that they, okay, living in the Old Testament, they missed something. In fact, the whole New Testament, they finally realized that Jesus, whom they've been hating until then and persecuting every Christian, was preaching it, was actually the true Messiah. You understand?
Thank you, Jesus. Very interesting.
So that's why God is defending Israel. He's not defending Israel now. He's an Antichrist nation. He's not defending that kind of spirit. He's defending whoever in Israel God knows is written in the book of life. Only they're not converted yet, but they will get converted. Okay, and now the Antichrist nation of Israel will become again God's nation. In fact, we see in the book of Zechariah, okay, in fact, Zechariah 14, what happens after this, after the Armageddon, the Antichrist is destroyed and is cast in the lake of fire, Revelation 19. What happens? The millennium. Zechariah 14 talks about Jerusalem being the center of the millennium. That's the city of the saints, Revelation 20. I better stop here because otherwise you don't make it with your
thank you, Brother Joseph. And this was good. Like the thing Jerusalem surrounded today, it's actually a preparation for the Battle of Armageddon and the preparation for them being converted. God willing, many of them. Let's pray for that. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you to you. God bless you.